The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. It's Thursday, March 12th. It's time for Week in Comics. Got a lot to get to this week. Had a really good time in the store. We talked Picard. Had a thank you to give John for that one. We have listener tweets. We have cancellations and delays and that have nothing to do with coronavirus. And of course, we get into some great comics and some not so great comics. That's rare for us, but it happens. Let's see what it's all about. Let's head into the store.
Hey, John, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, you can never be too safe.
I see that.
Flying
this over. This is not a visual medium, just so you know.
Well, I put the tweet out, so I figured I'd start out this way. I have this for work, so I might as well put it to good use. I'm spraying cars, might as well use it, right? Yeah, you can never be too careful.
Well, that's what they tell me. I don't know. We seem to be in panic mode.
Apparently, yeah. Well, we'll power through. So now that I'm safely ensconced in your store, I can remove the mask.
That's right. I have hand sanitizer.
Oh, well, okay. Perfect. Actually, just before we get on, I had to take a phone call. My daughter might be quarantined.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, her roommate just got back from Greece, and she spent a few hours at an Airbnb on two different days, and that building has been quarantined.
Oh, Jesus.
So, we're supposed to be going to an anniversary party for 50th anniversary party for my in-laws on Sunday, and those aren't the people. So, it's actually hitting home. So,
yeah.
she might not be able to come home. And she's a nurse to boot. So she called me and she's like, should I tell them? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hitting everywhere. I'm not worried. Yeah. You know, it's like, I mean, we're young.
She's young too. So
yeah.
I mean, National Treasure Tom Hanks just got diagnosed with coronavirus.
Yes. So. I heard that.
And his wife. Yeah.
And his wife. Yeah. So. Actually, you know, it's funny, you know, Wayne. Buddy, we went to high school with. We were going through a text chain, and I said, "I go, oh, did you hear about Tom Hanks and his wife Rita?" And he goes, "Yeah." His son Cam. He goes, "My son Cam saw it on Twitter, but I wasn't sure if that's been confirmed or not." And I go, "It was Tom Hanks that said it. You can't get much more confirmed."
Yeah, I think he knows.
That's not a rumor. But yeah, it's crazy. The NBA shut down. I don't know. Who knows when hockey, it's.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering now at this point, if we'll even have a start of a baseball season. We may not.
They may not. So. I know. This isn't comic talk, but this is real life stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm Irish, so I like to joke in a tough situation. So that's what I do. It's like, you should see me at funerals.
I'm the life of the party.
Oh yeah, you should see me and my dad. He's told me some of he's told me some of the best jokes at funerals. Pulled me aside. Hey, listen to this one. It's like, yeah, okay. how do you segue off that?
I don't know.
all right. So what do we got this week? We've got some good stuff to talk about.
We do.
What do we got? Let's go to the bright side, okay?
I've really only got one thing to say, and then from there we go right back into this topic again. So, so the one thing I'll say is that, and not even this is good news or not, but it looks like Disney Plus has pulled the plug on its Tron. Series.
Yes.
So not related to the virus, as far as I know. It's just they've pulled the plug on it completely. So I'm not sure what happened there. You know, not that I was super looking forward to it, really, but you know, it is something that relates somewhat to what we talk about because it's science fiction.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would have, you know, let's face it, if they made it,
talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, if they made it, we would have watched it. So,
oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. I mean, I was never the biggest Tron fan, but, you know, I watched all the movies when I was a kid, so.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then, well, I really only had one headline that had to do with the coronavirus, but it's, like, since spread even today into multiple more things. But yesterday, I guess they announced that they were halting production on Winter Soldier for Disney Plus. So that's the second major snag that show has hit.
Because of the virus, though?
Well, no. The first one I don't think had anything to do with the virus. But, you know, it had a snag in the beginning already that kind of pushed the date. And now, like, they haven't announced whether this is going to affect the premiere date or not yet.
It's supposed to premiere in August, right?
Yeah, I guess it just depends on how long they're out of production. You know, they filmed all their stateside stuff. This was supposed to be location work in Europe, which obviously they're faring a little bit worse than we are right now. So whether they are able to build the sets that they need in the U.S. and get back on track, they haven't said.
Yeah.
But based on other stuff that we're now seeing, because I've also seen today that Riverdale has halted production on their season.
Right.
I think this is just really the tip of the iceberg. Like, I really have a feeling that before the end of the week, no shows are going to be in production. We talked last week about James Bond being postponed. Today I heard that the Peter Rabbit movie, which was supposed to come out for Easter, has been pushed off till like August. And again, now after we talked last week, we speculated about Black Widow, and Disney came out and said that they were not going to do anything with the release date for that. But now based on kind of what we're seeing,
it's getting,
you know,
worse.
We might get to the point in a week or so where there's no movie theaters open and nothing in production, you know,
right,
entertainment-wise for a little while. So, you know, obviously it's not going to last forever, and I expect some of these things to be back up and running, you know, hopefully quickly, but...
Well, I heard...
You know, it turned out as kind of a... I mean, I don't want to say anybody thought that the virus was a joke, because I don't think anybody thought it was a joke. And again... You know, I still think this is a bit of a knee-jerk overreaction.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an overreaction.
But regardless, it is, you know, safety first, right? So better safe than sorry. But, you know, it is really now a thing. Like, it's as much as we thought that, you know, we weren't sure if it was going to affect a whole lot, it looks like it's going to affect a bunch of stuff. So,
It's affecting our news, John. That's an issue.
It's affecting our news, but I even saw just a minute ago that President Trump has put a ban on travel outside of Europe now.
Except for the UK. I guess you can come in from the UK.
Right, but that is also affecting cargo. So lots of products are imported, you know, into the U.S. So, you know, that's not to say, again, that all of a sudden all of our stockpiles are going to be dried up and we're going to be out of everything. But, you know, a lot of retailers get merchandise from. Well,
I don't understand
funny thing,
that one.
I don't understand that either. And I have some. But I was sort of half joking with, some customers today, but I have like a case of toilet paper in the restroom at my store. And I was literally like, maybe I need to count these rolls and make sure, like, at the end of the day that people aren't going in.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get a bicycle chain and chain down my hand sanitizer that I have in there and, maybe move the toilet paper out of the bathroom, but into the back storage room.
Right. My store
because,
been
yeah,
wrong.
It's crazy.
What do they take? My toilet paper.
My toilet paper.
All the comics and the collectibles are here.
I don't understand the toilet tissue or the bottled water thing. Like, I get the, obviously I understand soap and hand sanitizer, but even if the entire country comes under quarantine, we're still going to have running water. So I don't get the bottled water thing. And even the the toilet paper thing, I sort of get, like, if you're quarantined, you want to be able to have some, but like, how much do you need?
But what
you know,
makes me
how
laugh
much do you
is,
think you're going to go through in a couple of days? You
right.
know,
what makes me laugh like, is how much were people living with to begin with? Like, would they have a roll and a half until they had to run back to the store?
Exactly.
And then, like, everybody in the world was like, well, I should get four rolls.
Right.
They emptied the store.
It's like, everybody was on their last roll this week, and we all had to go restock.
I've had times in my life where I'm living week to week on paychecks, but not on toilet paper.
Right. Me too. I always have plenty of that in the house. So, yeah, I don't know. It's, like I said, this is a little bit not in our wheelhouse, but it's just, it is affecting the news, though. It's affecting things that we talk about.
Right.
So, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. You know, a lot of comic book stores that I follow on Facebook are, you know, setting up, like, basically home delivery services, you know, so that they can get comic books out to people. Now, again, if we're in a national quarantine crisis, coming from a guy that makes his living selling comics, maybe that's not your top priority, but...
Right.
But, you know, they're starting to make plans for people
in your house, you want to read.
Yeah, people not being able to, you know, go out and get what they need. Although I will say, if people aren't able to go out and get what they need, we're probably not getting them in either. So
right. Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I hope it doesn't get that bad.
I hope so, too. But I said that last week, and already look at what's happened in a week. You know, every major convention is canceled. Ace Comic Con in Boston this weekend got canceled. Emerald City got canceled. Like, the Diamond Comics Retailer Summit just got canceled.
Any big events like that,
So everything's being, you know,
right,
being postponed or canceled. So, you know, again, we may not have a San Diego Comic Con this year, depending on,
that's,
you know, how long.
Far away. I would hope it's under control. If it's not under control by then, we're in big trouble.
Well, the biggest thing is not so much whether it's under control by then. It's that plans for that time have to be made now by these big companies, you know? Like, they're starting to formalize their plans, you know, months before the event happens. So it is up in the air, you know, on whether or not that'll happen. I mean, I'm sure by September we'll have a handle on, you know, the coronavirus, but will it be too late to pull these things back together again?
Right.
You know, is the question. So.
Yep. All right. Well. Anything else you got?
Nope. That's all. Hopefully the rest of your news doesn't have anything to do with coronavirus. So.
Well, our weekly update on the Brightside Backcrackers, there is none. The league hasn't started yet, but as soon as the league starts, we'll be getting our weekly update from Dr. Joe. We'll let you know how the team's doing, especially competing against Indy Alley. They're actually debating on whether they should get a sponsor or not. I heard them talking on their podcast. They're I don't know if we should sponsor the team or not. I was like, come on, guys, back. I know you're probably going to lose to the Brightside Backcrackers.
Right.
I mean, have some pride.
We already got them running scared.
See?
We haven't even drafted our team yet.
I like how you and I are bragging and we're not even doing anything.
I know, right?
Go, Dr. Joe.
Well, as we formalized last week, I'm just reaping the rewards, doing none of the labor. So.
Actually, Dr. Joe might put it out on the draft. He might stream it on on Twitch. So I may take part in that if I'm available that night. And judging by the way everything's being canceled, I have a feeling I'll be stuck in the house.
Right, you might be plenty available.
Right, this is actually perfect for this virus. I mean, we could, if it gets bad enough, we could do a daily podcast.
Yeah. <It's> like,
let's see. Hey, you know what we didn't talk about last week? The Matt Reeves Batmobile.
Yeah, we did not.
I know. I think it had just come out like 2 days before. I don't know how we got lost on that, but what do you think of it?
Well, it's a little Fast and the Furious.
A little Camaro-ish.
Yeah, a little bit more like kind of like the Batmobiles of old and less like the, you know, the kind of modern tanky looking Batmobiles that we've been getting basically since Christopher Nolan took over. So I feel the same way about the car as I do about the suit. Like, all that stuff is just fluff and it doesn't matter too much to me if the performance in the movie is good. If it's a good story and he does a good job, then the car and the suit are going to be fine. You know, if he's terrible, then no amount of cars or suits are going to save it.
Right.
So that's kind of, I'm just taking it all in stride.
Yeah.
You know? I've seen a lot of backlash from people about the car.
Yeah.
But
I'm not crazy about it. I'm not, because I, as I've said before, I like the modern ones. I love the, reality based ones, like the tumblers reality. You know, you could see how that could be a real car. So that's like a Mad Max Fast and Furious version or something. And I'm not crazy about it. But at the same time, I also know the movie making process. And I remember seeing, when you see stills of anything like this, they never look as good as they're going to look in the movies. And I remember seeing stills of Titans, and you see, you know, Hawk and Dove, and I was like, they look ridiculous. But then you see the show, and you with the correct lighting and the editing, you're like, that looks awesome. So, you know, right, as of right now, I'm not a huge fan, but I reserve judgment, you know. reserve the right to change my mind. Let's see. Oh, Christian Bale playing a villain in Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah, but I feel like we already knew that.
Did we?
We still don't. Yeah, when they first teased him for the movie, it was, you know, they talked about it being for a villain role.
Yeah.
We still don't know who,
right,
or what yet. Who or what? But, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
I just like him in the movie.
I mean, it's that's what I'm saying.
Get him into the MCU. Yeah. I hope they don't kill him off in one movie.
Right.
You know, I'd love to see him.
Well, that's
have
more
a
DC style
role
than Marvel's. DC likes Kate to kill Blanchett, their villains off.
Yeah,
Kate you know.
Blanchett. Got
well, I guess
off and
Marvel does it too, but not to the same degree that the DC seems to like to. Marvel likes
you
to keep their
the
options open.
Dead's dead.
Right. Well, that's true.
Well, not in comics, actually.
No. Or movies, for that matter, because we just reboot the franchise and we start all over again. So,
we've got the latest Black Widow trailer.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay, so we won't get into it. But we had
I've seen the stills. I've seen some stills from it of Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And the way he was kind of mimicking some of the poses and, you know, the actions of some of the other MCU characters, but I didn't actually watch the trailer.
Yeah, well, I put the tweet out about it, and we had a pretty decent conversation with Mark C. on Twitter, at Zig2K, and he's like, is this the start of the next phase? It's a prequel, right? And I was like, well, yeah, but so is Captain Marvel, isn't, you know, takes place. But this has been labeled the start of the next phase, correct? I mean, from what everybody has said, this is the beginning of the next phase. And then we go, because it's not a standalone in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I haven't seen that actually, where this is actually linked to phase four or not. It very well could be. I don't remember them actually confirming
that. I'm almost positive it was on the list of, like, here's phase four. And this.
Because the question I've seen raised is, like, are we going to see Taskmaster again? And the biggest question is, well, what happened to him between this movie and wherever we would see him again? Because his name never comes up anywhere.
Right.
You know, as far as, like, because this takes place somewhere around Civil War, if I remember right, or Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that time frame. So the question is, like, where did he go? And what happened to him. But, you know, again, you can always bring, my response to that is, you know, he just took a couple of movies off. Like, you can always bring a villain back. So,
well, yeah, they had bigger fish to fry at the time. So you don't.
Right. They were really interested in Thanos and they weren't too worried about what Taskmaster was doing. So, yeah.
And even.
But I did see a bunch of people kind of bringing that up and I was like, you guys don't know how comics work, I guess. Because.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring somebody back. You don't have to mention them every time just to be able to bring them back later.
No, it's, I think it's definitely part of phase four as much as, you know, Incredible Hulk is part of phase one, which really had very little to do with anything in the entire phase. But it definitely will, and especially the way they have everything rolling now, you know there are going to be nuggets in there that are going to come out later on.
Well, yeah, there definitely could be something in there that sets up where we go with like the Eternals or what have you. But like I said, I haven't actually seen confirmation that this is part of that, you know, that narrative or not. So,
okay. And the last thing I have is that information you gave me about Picard, those
doing your homework.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you did, because you never actually confirmed with me whether you did
talk,
it or not.
We didn't talk Picard last week.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. I got all my homework done before I saw that episode. And that was my first taste of that.
Yes.
So to let everybody know what I'm talking about here is, so John texted me before, what was that, episode?
2 weeks ago, six, so episode six, yeah.
Six. Before episode six, he told me, he's like, you got to, actually, and you had
I had told you that
the week before.
Right, that I was going to give you the episodes.
And you
but
did.
then when I saw episode six, I was like, he's really going to want to have watched these.
Right. And you're like, did you watch the episode yet? I'm like, no. And you're like, well, then good. Do your homework first.
That's right.
I was like, okay. So anybody watching Picard, if you haven't seen any Next Generation, go and watch. This is the actual text you sent me. Star Trek Next Generation Season 2, Q Who is the first appearance of the Borg. And then season 3 finale and 4 premiere, Best of Both Worlds. And then season 5, I Borg. And then you said, watch those. So
yes,
that was the text. But yeah, all four of those episodes, it was funny too, is I did an eye roll. I go, I got to do 3 episodes before I watch the show. And then I looked, I go, oh, wait a minute, it's finale and premiere. It's 4 episodes?
4 episodes, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a lot of homework. I want to go back. It was really good. I watched every single episode. And I like, it was funny because they're seasons apart. There's only 2 of them that were close to get, but they pop right. They go right from one to the next. It's almost like they're in order.
Yeah.
If you just jump right around. They were really good. A lot of good information. And, it makes me want to go and watch that entire, you know, series now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then this week's episode that just passed, I'm assuming you watched that also.
No, I'm a week behind. I was away over the weekend, so I wasn't able to.
Oh, okay. So you're still a week behind. Okay. Because you get Troy and Riker are in last week's episode. But now you have a little history of it, you know, at least because you watched a few episodes. But,
yeah.
But yeah, you know, obviously they you know, gave you all the information as far, because they got, which is what I could see it coming. That's why I sent you those episodes, because
right.
We got very Borg heavy in Picard
over
the last 2 episodes. So not having seen, like, I didn't make Lydia watch. She hasn't watched all of those. She just watched the first one, Q Who, which was just like the first appearance of the Borg,
right.
Just so she could have an idea of who they were. You know, she watched it, you know, again, she's not as into it as I am, so I didn't subject her to having to watch the other ones. But, you know, understanding Picard and Locutus and all that stuff makes a big difference to what was happening in that show. So,
yeah. No,
most people that are watching really Picard good. Probably watch. You're kind of like the anomaly, I think.
Yeah, I've heard
most
that before.
Most people that are watching it have probably already seen all that stuff.
Right.
But because there's also the movie First Contact also is very really has to do with the Borg. It just didn't tie in, like, it wasn't necessary information for the show. But there's more appearances of the Borg out there. I didn't give you all of them. But
that's okay. I'm sure I'll find them.
Yeah, well, again, if you ever get to, you know, where you're deep diving through the series, you'll come across them all. So,
yeah, if I get quarantined,
there you go.
Yep.
One can only hope.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a visit from my daughter away.
Yeah, like, I got lots of TV to watch, so bring it on.
I know. I built my quarantine room.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. Oh, I have one last thing from CJ Princess on Twitter, who at CJ Pendragon. Yeah, Pendragon. CJ Pendragon. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
She just tweeted back at us the other day when we put out the Harry Potter tweet about the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, she said, look, it's my whole brand. Cannot wait to listen. I was like, nice. I was like, now I can't wait to hear what she thought of it.
Yeah, I saw that tweet, but I didn't see any follow up to it. So
nope. So I hope she liked it.
I hope so.
I thought Meg did a great job. I listened back to that thing. Well, one, I edited it, and two, I listened to it again, and I'm like, seriously, John, what would you have done if she wasn't there?
I don't know.
She brought up a couple of points, and I'm like, we never would have went there.
No, we wouldn't have.
I talked to Dr. Joe, and he said a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff in the books that we had questions, and none of us have read the books. So he said, but he was like, I think kind of like Meg, probably pulling his hair out. Like, if you read the books, you know about this. He loves Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And he's read the books 2 or 3 times. So like,
yeah,
oh,
one
okay.
of these days I'll get to them, because I really do like the franchise. I just haven't.
Yeah. I thought that this week. I'm surprised you haven't read the books, because that's your wheelhouse. You do like that stuff and you like to read a lot. So I was surprised you hadn't read the books.
Yeah, just never got to them. I mean, my kids have them all. They've always been around the house. And hell, my son Nick has read them all at least 3 times.
Oh, really?
Those books got him into reading, really. Like, he was never a big, you know, he wasn't a great student and he was never a big reader, but he loved those books, man. He just couldn't wait. And he read them over and over and over again. And like, for me, I didn't care what he was reading as long as he was reading. So the fact that he just would read them over and over again. You know, they said they really loved them. All my kids loved them. So,
yeah. I mean, it is a lot. So, I don't think I'll ever read them. But,
well, I might, because I
would expect you to.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got
Like that. I mean, because it's your wheelhouse. That's what you love. So,
it is. It is. I like to read fantasy.
Right.
Yeah. Series. So,
all right. We ready to get to some comics?
I am always ready.
Oh, well, then what are we doing all this chit-chat for, then? We should have just gone right to comics.
Hey, it's your show. I just follow. I just do what I'm told.
It's our show, John.
I just do what I'm told, man.
Here we go. All right, let's get to some comics then. So, what am I going to spend my money on this week?
All right, so we got the second print today of Batman 89 and You're the Villain, Hell Arisen number 3. So for those that were living under a rock the last couple of weeks or not listening to our show, those were very hot, sold-out books, appearances of Punchline. So both of these second printings are selling for about $10 a piece as of this morning. Wow. when I looked. So still got some fire on these books. The character is really picking up popularity, so I would expect these things. They actually just announced third printings today of both of these books. So, you know, there's lots of demand for this. Like I mentioned before, I hope the character sticks around and they do something with her. So anyways, we had those. It looks like the rest of these are all ratio variants, actually. The Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 1. The one we're looking at here is the 1 in 50. This is a Boba Fett cover. Obviously, Boba Fett's a very popular character. So this book is selling for 3 times ratio right now at about $150. I would not be surprised to see this continue to go up. You know, 1 in 50s... You know, not every store gets a bunch of these, so
No. They're
a little bit scarce out there. But
I bet.
But that's, you know, fueling the price on top of having, you know, a fan favorite character on the cover. This one's definitely going to be gold for a while.
Did you read that today?
No, not yet.
Oh. Okay. I read it. It's pretty good. I didn't think it's as strong. I mean, I could get to it quickly now, but I didn't think it was as strong as the other Star Wars that have come out. Has a decent ending, though. Okay. As I was reading it, I was like, well, it doesn't seem as critical to follow this one along, you know, but new character in there, and it has a really, it has a good ending, so.
Okay. But. Yeah, it's definitely on my pile. I just didn't get, I didn't get to a lot of books today. Honestly, I read only like three books, so.
We'll get to the books.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. All right, so the next one is Star Wars Rise of Kylo Ren, issue 4.
Coronavirus isn't the only thing that's bad today.
No, it is not. So the 1 in 25 variant for Star Wars Kylo Ren is selling for about double ratio also at $50. So, again, this series is pretty hot. It's been popular right from the beginning, so... these books are getting snapped up. I think number one of this is on the third or fourth printing already too. So, this was a really good series. And like I said, if you can pick up that ratio variant, go ahead and grab it. And then last but not least, Thor number 4, there's the 1 in 25 variant. This one's selling not quite double ratio. It's selling for about $35. So, a little bit more manageable. If you can get your hands on that, I would do that. And that's it for Speculator Books.
Alrighty. Let's get into some back issue bonus.
Alright, so the first book is Dark Reign Young Avengers number 1. This is the first appearance of Sylvie Lushton. If you don't know who that is, join the crowd, because I don't know who it is either. But apparently she's been confirmed for the Loki Disney Plus show. Yeah, so... This book has been pulled out of the dollar bin box of obscurity and is now selling for $10 to $20. It looks like she is confirmed for the show, so I would expect this to, you know, at least hold the $10 value. Whether it ever becomes, you know, really super higher than that, I wouldn't expect it to. Even though she appears in the show, I wouldn't expect her to have a, you know, a major impact. But if you can find them out there for a couple of bucks, it's worth grabbing. Second book is Coyotes number 1. This is from Image Comics, came out in 2017. This has also been optioned for development and, you know, again, went from basically nothing to between $10 and $20. And last but not least, we have The Last of Us, American Dreams number 1. So this is based off the Last of Us video game series, and this was optioned. Yeah, there was a comic as well. Yeah. So this has been optioned by HBO. So again, now this one's seen a little bit more heat though. Like the main cover is now selling for about $50. So it actually took a big jump, and there's a variant cover that's selling for between $50 and $70. So this is, again, this is a very popular video game series. I would expect this series on HBO to be very popular. So I don't see this thing slowing down at all. If you can grab this, now might be the time. And that's it as far as back issue bonus.
All right. Let's get into FOC for next Monday. What do we got for next? What's the date?
Monday will be the 16th. Yes. Yep. So let's see if I can do a better job this week than I did last week on FOC. From
right,
Dark Horse
I'm dying
Comics.
To get the check out.
Yeah. From Dark Horse Comics, we have Dead Dogs Bite, issue number 1. This is going to be a 4-issue miniseries, and there's 2 covers for that. From DC, we have variant covers for we have the Catwoman 80th anniversary special is coming out, so just like all the prior specials we've had recently, there's about 10 covers for this. Some of them have, actually, I think at this point, almost all of them have been revealed. So there's plenty to choose from. Go ahead and, you know, order your favorite from your store. Flash number 753 has a Jung Jin Yoon variant cover, which I like quite a bit. Green Lantern season 2, issue 3 has a Scott Williams variant cover. And Wonder Woman 755 has an Ian McDonald variant cover. This one I also liked quite a bit. There was no new series from DC. Mm. Moving on to Marvel, we have Avengers number 33 has a Ryan Benjamin variant cover. Mortal Hulk number 34 has an In-Hyuk Lee cover, also like this one. And then Thor number 5 has Jung Jin Yoon. So he's got one for Marvel and DC.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, and no surprise, I liked that cover quite a bit too. So there's some really nice covers that they have coming out in a couple of weeks. The only new series, well, actually, I'm sorry, there's three new series from Marvel. We have Champions number 1. We have Power Pack issue number 1. That's going to be a 5-issue mini. And Punisher vs. Barracuda number 1. And that's also a 5-issue mini. All three of those have multiple cover options. Last but not least, from Zenoscope, we have a one-shot Bell versus the Black Knight. And there's the standard 5 covers that Zenoscope always has. So that is it for FOC.
All righty. Let's get to the highlight of the night. Let's see what we checked out this week.
You really know how to build, you know how to build tension.
I'm going to say we go with your second one first, because we're going.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all we're right. Because I don't want to end the night on that one. These are the two books I read, other than a couple. I figure after that, we'll talk. Did you read Darth Vader?
I did. That's the only other book I read
today. Okay, so that's
what because I knew you were going to want to talk about it today.
Yeah.
Plus, based on the cliffhanger that we got the first issue, this was the first book I read this week, actually.
Of course.
Darth Vader.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, so moving on to our checkout.
Do you want to leave a little space here for...
Well, I mean, you've already basically told all our listeners what we're going to do, so... the first issue is Decorum. Yeah, it's Decorum number 1. This is an 8-issue miniseries from Image Comics. It was written by Jonathan Hickman, and it had art by Mike Huddleston. So, prior to today, I was really looking forward to reading this book. You know, Jonathan Hickman just coming off of a phenomenal run with House of X and Powers of Ten. You know, this is a book for, you know, Image Comics, so creator owned. And I was really looking forward to it. So the very first thing I noticed when I opened up the first page without even getting anywhere is that he definitely has a style. And I knew right away before I saw anything else in this book that I was not going to like it. And I was proven right pretty early on. This thing, you know, looks just like House of X, Powers of Ten. You know,
I showed my
opening pages. Yeah.
I grabbed a Powers book and I was showing her and I go, which one's which?
Yeah.
And she's like, wow. And she goes, is that two different artists? I go, no, that's the good thing. Imagine if this was two different artists.
Right.
You'd be like, who stole it from them? And why?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
So, yeah, then you get into, like, before you even start the story, you have a giant data page that you're presented with.
More white pages. Yay.
Yeah. And this thing was just an incoherent mess of drivel. I don't even know. Like, it wasn't even written well. Like, even for a Jonathan Hickman book, like, the story made zero sense.
Right.
I had no idea what was going on. I was so frustrated by all the charts and graphs and data pages. I texted you before I got to the staples and said, I don't know if I could even finish this book. It's killing me.
Did you finish it?
I did power through the rest of it.
The best part is the end.
Just because it was over.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it has a little bit of action right at the end, but...
No, but I'm saying the best part of being bad, that whole entire... She's an assassin?
Yeah.
And she goes in... She's the best assassin in the world. Sorry if I'm spoiling this, but...
Oh.
She's supposed to be the best assassin ever, but instead of killing the guy, which is that's what she's paid to do... Just
right.
Kill him, right? Kill the guy. No, she goes into a whole monologue.
We had to get the bad guy monologue.
You get it was. I was. It was. Yeah, it was. I thought the art was so awful. At the beginning, there were a couple panels that I was like, that's really cool. That looks good. And then you're like, what the hell's this panel doing here?
The painted panels in the beginning looked pretty good, but they were intermixed with like these sketch drawn panels.
Yeah, my daughter's drawings from when she was in kindergarten.
And then by the time you got to like the third page, the painted panels were pretty much gone for the rest of the book.
Are there multiple artists?
No, I think it was all Mike Huddleston.
It looked like multiple artists because there were what, three chapters? And like each chapter had, there was one. I don't know if this happened to you, but you know how like when you're reading panels, you read across from left to right as the panels go, and then it can go serpentine or whatever down, but they actually lost me because the panels blended into each other. So I'm like, am I supposed to read down to this one or go over to here first? Because the panel, it looked like it was one panel because there was no line. It was very weird. The whole thing was very convoluted, I read it early this morning, and I was like, if I read this at night after working all day, I definitely wouldn't have finished it. I would have been so frustrated.
Well, I only finished it because I knew we were going to talk about it. otherwise, I wouldn't have even wasted my time. Because really, it was a slog. Like, I really couldn't get through it. I was like, this is just such a chore. And it's not even in a good way. Like I said, again, back to House and Powers. You know, those data pages, they've been a little bit overdone at this point, but, I mean, at least in the beginning, they were meaningful and they made sense. These were not. Like, I just couldn't get through them. And maybe it's just because I'm past the point of where I want to see any data pages ever again. But,
yeah, you know, I've been there for a while.
I know.
It's like, that's put me into, like, the fun zone. I'm like, I need
Oh, I knew how you felt about this book before I even got 5 minutes into it.
I was trying to keep it a secret.
Well, you didn't have to. I knew. I knew before you even responded that you
didn't
like it.
Well, that's why you texted me, right? And
I did.
As soon as you opened the first page, you knew how I felt, because that's what I thought
did.
When I opened the first page. I was like, are you kidding me? Because I knew it was Hickman, so I'm like, but I too was very excited for this. I'm like, this is good. It was a heavy book. There's a lot. It's thick. Yep. It's heavy, literally heavy. And I pick it up. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good. That's why it was the second book I read today. And I'm like, oh, it almost ruined my day. Actually, you know what it did ruin? I couldn't finish Cable.
Oh, no.
I couldn't finish Cable because
you couldn't read the data
pages. I was just like, that's it. I'm done. I can't read the white pages. I'm like, I'll pick it up later when I'm more, in a better frame of mind.
Ugh. The thing is, I've read other Hickman stuff in the past, and it's not like he's always done these data. Like, it's not like it's something he's always done.
No.
I just don't know why it had to carry over from X-Men to a completely different story at a completely different publisher. It's like, why are we doing this? Like, whatever class he went to recently that taught him to do this, he needs to get his money back because it's not successful. It's not working.
What I thought was funny is it's a completely different publisher.
Right, that's what I mean. It's the different company, different style, different property, different IP. I don't know why we're basically reading the same style, but like this was a fail. Like even with all of that said, it wasn't even interesting.
Have you heard anybody that did like it?
No, I mean I sold several today. Nobody's nobody's come back and given me any feedback.
All right, let's just move on. Let's get to the bright side, all right?
All right.
What did you think of Stealth? Because I've already tweeted out what I thought of it.
Yeah,
I'm dying to know what you thought of it.
Yeah, obviously the second book that I read, and I guess we both read, was Stealth number one. This is a 6-issue mini from Image Comics. It was written by Mike Costa, and it had art by Nate Bellegarde. So this was the complete polar opposite of Decorum. This book was super fun. I really liked it a lot. I thought the art was good. I thought that it did a great job of misdirection. You really think one thing's going on.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you find out towards the end that it's something completely different. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
A great
It's funny
story
because
too.
Going into today, you know, Decorum is the one I really wanted to read. Stealth is the one I just picked up because it was another number one. And, you know, yeah. I really ended up liking Stealth a lot. And Decorum, obviously, we just mentioned we weren't a fan of. So, very, very much recommend this. I think it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the story. Like you said, it's fun, but it has a lot of depth. Yeah. I thought I loved the relationships in there. I really enjoyed the art. I liked the way it was, the simplicity, the way it was drawn. And
yeah, it's not the best art I've ever seen, obviously, but it fit the book a lot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, it wasn't bad. Like, it was definitely, you could follow what was going on, which is the biggest thing I look for. You know,
that's important.
Yeah. Well, but more and more these days, that's not what you get. So
no, I know. I just thought it was really, really well done. I was very excited about it. Especially after the earlier read.
Yeah. I read this one first. I wish
oh,
I would have.
Did?
Yeah. I read this way before Decorum.
And I highly recommend this one. What is it? One of six?
Six issues,
yeah,
yes.
I'm going to follow along. I want to see where this goes because.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a great story that's definitely worth following. And if the story writing in the next book is anything like this, it's going to be a fun ride for six books.
It should be. Now, like I said, the bit of misdirection that we got, you know, now the cat's out of the bag on that, so we're not going to get the same surprise. But the story was written well, and there's still lots of questions to be answered. So
right,
yeah.
So all right, get to a little spoiler of Darth Vader, spoiler free. I mean, of Darth Vader. Well, actually, yeah. I really liked it, but I'll be honest with you, I was a little disappointed.
Well, yeah, me too.
Okay.
yeah, I mean, I liked it as well, but it definitely took a lot of wind out of my sails as far as what I thought we were going to get from this series. Still well written. Like, it's not bad by any means.
No.
And, you know, if you read number one, you could probably see, you could probably kind of figure out what we're talking about. But it's definitely not what I wanted to have happen.
Not only that. You know what? Let's do. We're beating around the bush here, so let's just wrap it up and we'll do a quick key club because I know we got to get going.
All right.
But we'll do a quick key club because it's not fair to continue to just be like, I don't want to say anything. So
yeah. Well, it's just hard to talk about without letting that big elephant in the room. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll just wrap up and then we'll do a quick key club and that'll be it. So,
all right.
Hey, let us know what you thought. Please. I mean, I highly recommend Stealth. It was so good. And I mean, check it out. Let us know what you think. Let us know any of the news. How you doing? Everybody being safe out there? Hit us up on Twitter at brightside_chat, or you could email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out the Nerdy Legion. Tons of great podcasts there. And please, on iTunes or wherever you are, from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of places actually you can rate, review, and subscribe. That's how we get our word out. And so we've been getting a few here and there. We can always use more. So really appreciate it. I've never mentioned that one. We got one from, let me pull it up. I forgot weeks ago. We actually got a new one a few weeks ago that I forgot to mention. And it was from, of course it doesn't come up now, Freddie Flintstone. Did you see that? I tweeted it out. It was a while ago.
I'm sure I did. I don't remember what it was though, so.
Yeah,
refresh my memory.
Says the title is "Just Subscribe Now" from Freddie Flintstone Loves Comics. I have a feeling I know who that is. Said, "Are you jonesing for pop culture and comics? Well, get your fix from these two fellas. You will not be disappointed." Thank you, Freddie. Spreading the word down at the quarry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. That's it for this week. If you've read Darth Vader from Marvel, stick around. We're going to lock the door, and we are going to talk about that with spoilers. So if not, we will see you on Monday where we tackle Logan, right?
Logan.
Yeah, Logan. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun one.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred. All right. We all locked up?
We are.
Nice. All right. So, I felt bad beating around the bush.
Yeah. There's just no way to say it, right?
I know.
Spoiling it.
What I was disappointed with is, like, in all things, it's like they didn't write it the way I wanted. Which, not fair. That doesn't mean it's not good. And I love the way you said that in the spoiler-free, where you were like, well, it's still well-written, and you're right.
It is.
But there is that disappointment where you're like, couldn't you have teased us a little longer, maybe? Or, and I feel like they tried to, but then
they
the did.
They
part
they,
of me...
They drug it out for, like, two pages, you know,
yeah, but
before.
They could have done two or three books, and it's like,
right.
I'm still holding out hope that that damn robot's wrong.
I don't think so. Because
the robot's like, well, I noticed that the cheekbones are off or whatever it is, even given with the aging and stuff. And I'm like, why? Maybe they did it, you know, just for that. They didn't want it to be dragged out. They didn't want us to all be like, maybe she's coming back. If they drag it out too long, it causes too much speculation. I don't know. I was very disappointed that it was over so quickly.
Right. Yeah, well, and again, if you haven't figured it out yet, obviously you read the book if you're listening now. So I forget which one of the doubles it was that she had her name, but you know, I did like that. She was pretty willing to join up with the dark side to get her. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
to get her revenge on whoever took Padme. So.
Well, that's the thing, but she also doesn't know who Darth Vader is, and she doesn't know what Vader did, so she's a little bit, you know, misinformed, obviously, and she thinks she's siding with the correct side, but obviously she doesn't know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a good story, and you're right, it's just, it's going to take me a day, maybe, to calm down on my disappointment, I guess, if you will. I'm not angry, but you know what I mean?
No, but yeah, like I said, going into it, this was the first book I read today. Like, I was really hyped to get into it because, you know, when we had issue one, it was all like, well, how? We were so interested in finding out the how and the why of her being alive still. And now it was like we speculated for 30 days for nothing because it turned out to be something completely different. That really, quite honestly, I don't think either one of us expected or saw coming, you know. I know I sure didn't, and I don't think you did either, so.
No.
Like, we were pretty both sold on the fact that it was Padme, you know, so.
Yeah. Because we were like, why would they do that and have it not be her?
Right.
Like, that's cruel? Well, they were cruel.
Yep.
You know, it's
they only ever wanted to sell two issues, so they did. They sold those two.
Like, we got our digital copies last night.
Yeah.
I paused a movie I was watching at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, did you? I didn't read it till I got to the store today.
Because I was that much looking forward to it. It's like Bill sent me the digitals and he was like, I messaged him right back. I was like, thank you. I've been looking forward to Darth Vader for a month. And he's like, yeah, it looks good. And by then I was like, yeah, not so good.
Yeah. I was in the middle
but
of
no, it is still good. But
yeah, I was finishing up Sunstone. I was reading that this week.
Okay.
So, which I guess now is as good a time as any to bring this up because.
Uh-oh, is this bad news?
No, it's not bad news, but it's not necessarily something to have in the show proper. If you're listening to the spoilers, I guess you can get it. Like, this book is, I highly recommend Sunstone. It's a 6-issue graphic novel series. The subject matter is very adult, though. So I don't know, like, what your...
Oh, okay.
I don't know what your tolerance level is, necessarily. But this is a bondage, sexual...
Oh, geez.
BDSM story. But it is so well done. Like, it was such a good story. Like, I love these characters. Like, I'm so upset that this book is over. Well, and, you know, again, this will be like the After Dark section of the show. Like, I came to the book for the, you know, the lesbian sex. That's not why I stayed. You know, I mean, this book, and you can cut all this out if you want. It doesn't matter, but it is, the art is beautiful. It's that Stepan Sedgwick guy. So, I mean, the art is gorgeous. And again, for a guy writing a book about predominantly females, like, he's very well, like, he has a lot of insight into, like,
well,
the way these characters...
That's your opinion. How do women feel about it?
Well, but I'm saying, these characters came off as very believable and very likable. And he did a great job of writing, you know, of writing them. Like I said, just a great book. Like, I really can't recommend it enough. I am so kind of sad that it's over with, because I really liked it a lot. I just think the art and the storytelling... Now, again, it's very adult and fairly graphic at times, but that's really not why you're there. Like, it's just a good book. So, like I said, recommend it. Keep it in, take it out. It's up to you.
All right. No, I'll keep it in. But yeah. I'll have to check.
But like I said, you know, very go into it knowing that this is adult.
It's an adult
content.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely adult content. And you know, and honestly, not my genre. Like, it's not something that I'm, like, really particularly into the BDSM scene, but it was really good. So.
Oh, you weren't anyway.
I weren't. Right. I am now, but.
So. All right. Talk about going out on a high note.
Yeah. Hey. Should have done it in the checkout.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. That's it for this week. We will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com. One word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.